This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Intelligence Community Inspector General revealed very little about a whistleblower complaint to members of Congress, but President Trump is denying doing anything wrong. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The government's intelligence watchdog, Michael Atkinson, appeared behind closed doors, summoned to explain a reported complaint from an insider surrounding a private conversation between President Trump and a foreign leader. But House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says Atkinson declined to tell the committee the nature of the complaint.
I don't know whether the White House is directly involved, because we can't get an answer to that question, but we do know that they are making some claim that a privilege may apply.
The Washington Post reports it involves a promise President Trump made to an unnamed foreign leader. But on Twitter, the president said he would never say anything inappropriate. He's aware that others are listening in, and he would only do what was right anyway. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
After meeting with leaders in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates this week, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that he has important information for President Trump about how to deal and respond to the recent attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. AP's Mike Hempen tells us the president will receive several military options on Iran today at the White House.
Officials speaking on condition of anonymity say the president will get a list of potential airstrike targets inside Iran. They say the president will also be warned that military action against the Islamic Republic could escalate into war. Iran has denied any involvement and has warned the U.S. that any attack will trigger an all-out war.
That's AP's Mike Hempen. Russia and China joined forces Thursday to block adoption of a U.N. Security Council resolution aimed at establishing a ceasefire in northwestern Syria and gaining full access for humanitarian workers to the province of Idlib. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced Thursday that the U.S. military will now be on the front lines of protecting the country's elections from foreign interference. That comes as the 2020 presidential campaign season heats up. Meanwhile, a key Senate campaign or committee approves $250 million to help states improve their election systems. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The Senate Appropriations Committee approves and sends to the full Senate a bill that would fund election security efforts by the states ahead of next year's elections. That move follows Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying he backs the funding. McConnell has been criticized by Democrats for stalling a separate election security bill. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden not impressed, calling the proposal a joke and that the money is not required to be spent on election security, only on anything related to elections. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Amnesty International on Friday accused Hong Kong police of using excessive force against pro-democracy protesters, in some cases amounting to torture, criticizing a disturbing pattern of reckless and unlawful tactics. In a report based on interviews with nearly two dozen activists, most of whom were hospitalized after their arrest, according to them, the Global Rights Watchdog said the city's police officers routinely went beyond the level of force allowed by local law and international standards. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy provides details.
Amnesty said retaliatory acts included one instance of shining lasers into the eyes of detainees, a tactic used by many protesters on the streets against the police. Responding to the report, Hong Kong police say they have respected the privacy, dignity, and rights of those in custody, and have used the minimum force necessary. Over the summer, demonstrators have lit fires across the city. They stormed and ransacked the Legislative Council and have thrown petrol bombs at police. Police have responded with tear gas, water cannons, and fired off live rounds into the air. As another week draws to an end, many are expecting further clashes in the embattled city. The legislation that ignited the violence has now been withdrawn, but the protesters have five demands and say they won't stop until all are met.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered Friday at rallies around Australia as a day of worldwide demonstrations calling for action to guard against climate change that began ahead of a UN summit in New York. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.